Welcome back to another edition of the podcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Everett Silvertips forward, Austin Rose. To Austin, welcome to the podcast. Thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I always like to ask the guests how they've been doing recently, just so that they can open up the show. So how have you been doing recently?
Yeah, I've been doing good. Working out lots and starting to get on the ice here soon and been able to go to a couple Memorial Cup games. So that's been fun. And yeah, just getting ready for the upcoming season.
What is the atmosphere like there at the Men Cup?
Yeah, it's been awesome, especially the Blazers games when Camels is playing there. It's pretty cool. Pretty good atmosphere.
And, you know, I was actually thinking of going to the Men Cup this year. I have a few guys that I'm pretty close with on the Blazers, but it just didn't work out for me. But, yeah, it's great to see that the atmosphere is good. The city is buzzing there. That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, it's definitely buzzing for sure.
And, like, what are your thoughts on the Memorial Cup so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I think definitely, like, Seattle's pretty loaded. And but they lost last game to Quebec, was it, right? So, yeah, that's a big win for Quebec. And it's going to be interesting now because they got that extra game between the loser of tonight. So that'll be interesting, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you know, Seattle's kind of wiped the competition with their, because they're loaded. They are stacked.
Yeah.
I've never seen junior teams so stacked before. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're loaded for sure.
With your season over now, like what parts of your game are you working on this offseason?
The big one for me is just getting stronger. I think I have all the tools to become a pro, but now it's just kind of putting it all together and really getting strong in the gym and getting ready for the upcoming season and hopefully development camp too.
Getting into your story, was there a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
Yeah, I think Braden Point was always a guy that I looked up to ever since I was a little, and especially since he got into the league, kind of a smaller right shot forward, but plays hard, competes hard, and really fast and super smart.
And he always scores the clutch goals.
Yeah, he's definitely clutch for sure.
It's crazy that he didn't get drafted earlier. This guy was like a third round pick, and he's a two-time Stanley Cup champion now.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Who influenced you to get into hockey?
Oh, my dad for sure. He's the biggest influence for my hockey career. He played 5 years in the NHL and then 9 years overseas in Switzerland. So I was born in Switzerland, and that's kind of where I started hockey when he was playing pro there. And then, yeah, that kind of just took off from there.
Well, kind of backing up that point there, your dad was the former NHL player, Red Wings, and the Wild he played with. Growing up with your dad as a former NHL, you must have had some wild stories being told to you.
Yeah, definitely a lot of cool stories, especially about the Red Wings back in the day, like Yzerman, and getting to play with all those guys and just hearing what a great leader he was. It was pretty cool and pretty cool to learn from.
When you were growing up, he was playing in Switzerland. So, like, did you have any memories of going to his games in Switzerland?
Yeah, lots of memories going to games, and what crazy atmosphere over there, crazy fans, a lot different than over here in North America for sure.
It kind of puts us to shame in a sense.
Yeah, it's definitely it's way crazier over there. The fans are way crazier.
Well, as we saw with Latvia winning bronze, like their whole city called the day off.
Yeah.
It's wild. We would never get that here.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you moved to Canada, the BC, you know, West Coast side, did you become a Canucks fan growing up?
No, never a Canucks fan, especially because once my dad retired, he got a job with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So that was always kind of my team growing up.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? You have your dad working with them. You kind of idolized Braden Point growing up. I should have seen that connection there.
Yeah.
Before getting drafted to the Tips, you played with the Okanagan Rockets. How did they help with your development?
Yeah, they were a big part of my development, especially just the team we had and getting to learn from all the good coaches and stuff. It was definitely a big part of my development. Wouldn't be here without them.
Now, a lot of WHL players go through that program. Do you keep in contact with some of the guys you kind of train with?
Yeah, so Jace Weir's a guy who played on Red Deer Rebels. He's one of my good buddies, and Max Graham, who's on the Rockets now. We're still pretty good buddies. We still train together, and so we definitely keep in touch.
And it must be fun to have those competitions against one of the, you know, one another when you guys are going head to head in the season.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's definitely fun. Definitely. When I see Red Deer and Kelowna on the schedule, it's definitely easy to get up for those games.
In your opinion, what makes that program so successful?
Yeah, I think just the way they run it. I think it's just a well-run program. All the coaches are good. They're really, really bought into developing their players, and I think that's the biggest thing.
In 2019, you got drafted in the third round to the Tips. What do you remember about that day?
Yeah, I remember I was watching with my mom just on the iPad, and it was just, yeah, just a really cool feeling to hear my name called. I kind of knew Everett was one of the top teams that like had the most interest, and when I heard my name called, it was definitely a surreal feeling.
How did you celebrate that moment?
Yeah, I first thing I did was just went and hugged my mom. That was probably the first thing, and just, yeah, that was a cool moment for sure.
Was there ever a family dinner planned?
Yeah, we did go out for dinner that night. My dad wasn't there. He was working, but it was my mom and sister and I, so we got to go out for a nice dinner, which was pretty cool.
How difficult was it to play for the Silvertips in 2020 and 2021 after only playing so little with the Okanagan Rockets?
Yeah, it was different. It was the bubble season, so we only played, I think it was 23 games with the Silvertips. But yeah, it was the guys made it really easy. I mean, all the veteran guys, they were awesome to all the rookies and made it really easy and felt like we fit in right away, which was awesome.
And what's weird about that, I'm sure Jace will tell you, like, his team stayed at the rink, I'm pretty sure, during that time, right?
Oh yeah, he's got some funny stories staying in the suites at the rink. He said it was crazy.
Was Everett and Red Deer in the same hub or no?
Nope, no. We were in a hub with all the U.S. division teams.
Right. Yes, that would make sense. And like when you have that, you know, when you're away from your family during that time, that must have made it pretty difficult, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely different, and that was my first year kind of living away from home, and it was only a couple months, which was it made it like an easy way to kind of ease into it. But yeah, definitely a lot different being my first time away from home.
What was your daily routine like? I can't imagine it was just, you know, go to the rink and sleep and then hockey. Like, that must have been it, right?
Yeah, that's basically what it was. So we'd wake up pretty early, go to the rink, practice, and then work out. And then we could stay at the rink for as long as we want. And my roommate was Olin Zellweger. So that was a pretty cool experience just to kind of follow his footsteps and kind of see what he does every day, because he's so dedicated. And so for me to live with him and kind of do what he does every day was awesome.
What's it like to, you know, follow Zellweger's kind of career so far? I mean, he's a two-time junior gold medalist. He's now playing in the Mem Cup. It's wild to see how well he's played.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's earned every bit of it, though. He's the hardest worker I know, and yeah, he's unbelievable.
Last year, you scored 32 points in 59 games. How did you deal with the ups and downs that come with, you know, just regular season hockey?
Yeah, it was like that was my first full year in the WHL. And that was, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was obviously would have liked to get drafted last year, but I think this year was a big step for me. And yeah, but last year was a really good year. We had a really good team. It was kind of upsetting that we didn't go farther in the playoffs, but yeah, last year was awesome.
You got some time on special teams during your second year. What does that do for your confidence?
Yeah, it definitely helps, especially when it's an honor to be on the power play or the penalty kill. I think some guys, sometimes they take it for granted, and it was good for me to learn kind of what it feels like that past year. And then this year, obviously, get to play a lot more of both, which was good.
You played in 6 playoff games that year. Do you have any playoff superstitions?
I wouldn't say playoff superstitions. I mean, I'll do certain stuff before every game, but not specifically in the playoffs.
This season, you were named assistant captain. What does it mean for you to be named part of the leadership group?
Yeah, it's super, super grateful and such an honor to be named part of that group. I mean, not many guys get to be a part of that group, and it obviously shows how much respect the players and coaches have for an individual. And yeah, it was pretty cool to be named to that group.
You've played with some phenomenal players. Obviously, you mentioned Olin Zellweger, Jackson Berezowski, another one. He was named captain. What does, you know, what does he mean to you? Because he's legit going to get his number retired.
Yeah, Berzy was unbelievable to me. The past 2 years, we actually sat together in the room. So even just from there, got to know him a lot better. And yeah, and then playing with him this year was awesome. We had good chemistry the whole year, which was pretty cool. And yeah, he means a lot to me. He's a good, super good hockey player, and even better person.
He set multiple franchise records. His jersey will hang in the rafters. To be his brother, his linemate in Everett, you know, the time he's been there, could you sum up what he means to the team and the community?
Yeah, I'd say just an overall, like, outstanding leader. That's the biggest thing. He's obviously he's an unbelievable player, but the big one's just how he leads off the ice and on the ice. He's just unbelievable guy and great person.
You were one of the go-to guys in the lineup kind of on a nightly basis. How do you deal with the pressure that comes with that?
Yeah, I don't think I don't like to call it pressure. I think at the end of the day, I get to do what I love, and every day I get to lace them up, which is a pretty cool feeling. So I don't feel too much pressure when I step on the ice.
You scored 78 points this year, which was second on the team. How does that play to your confidence to help your team on a nightly basis and get on the score sheet?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot, obviously, when you can get points and stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to win games for the team. And if I can help by scoring goals and assists, then I'm going to do that. And that's the biggest thing for us, is especially going into next year. I think we're going to have a good group. So the big one's probably to try and win a little more in the playoffs. That's our goal.
You guys played the Portland Winterhawks in the first round of the playoffs. What was the game plan going into that series?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we knew it was going to be a tough series. We had a lot of injuries too, which kind of hurt us. But at the end of the day, it's the game starts 0-0. That was kind of our mindset. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We could be playing the Blazers, the Thunderbirds. I mean, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, we're playing who we are, and it was the Winterhawks. And yeah, it was tough, but that was our mindset, just kind of the 0-0 mindset.
What did you learn about yourself and the team that can be applied in the future from that series?
Yeah, I'd say just playoffs is a lot different hockey than the regular season. I think some guys, especially like for me last year, I didn't really understand how much different it was than regular season. So if I can relay that message, just how much harder it is in the playoffs, then that's what I'm going to do.
What are you going to remember most about this season?
Probably just all the memories with the guys. I think the coolest one was probably our OT winner against Tri-Cities in front of 82,000 or 8,200 people. That was definitely a memory I would never forget.
And it's like, you get kind of, you know, you get shivers, you're kind of just like, you know, that feeling it comes with when you're recounting that memory, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was, I can, yeah, exactly.
You're a draft prospect for this summer's draft. What are you doing to prepare for that?
Not much anymore. I mean, I've done everything I can do, and now the days are just ticking down. It feels like it's going by pretty slow, but yeah, I'm excited. And if I don't get drafted, then the goal doesn't change. I mean, I'm still gonna keep grinding, and hopefully maybe get a development camp invite and go from there.
What are you going to bring to the team that drafts you?
Yeah, I mean, just like a 200-foot game. That's kind of the biggest thing. Just a not the biggest player, but I'm gonna compete every shift, and I can score, I can make plays, and yeah.
What has been, so I just have a couple quick fire questions for you. What has been your favorite arena to travel to?
Oof. I liked Winnipeg's. That was kind of the one I liked the most.
That's a really interesting one. I would have thought you would have went with, I think, the Portland Winterhawks. I think that is a pretty good arena.
Yeah, I liked it. But I don't know. It was kind of cool to switch it up a bit. Like,
100%. Especially after, because you guys were in the hub with them, right? So you played them like 20 times. Like, you've been there.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's nice to, you know, switch it up, but like you mentioned.
Yeah.
What has been your least favorite arena to travel to?
Probably Seattle. I'd say, yeah, Seattle's probably the biggest one.
Have you played in any Teddy Bear Toss games?
Yep. Yeah, we did actually. We played this year. I actually scored the Teddy Bear Toss at home, which was it was really cool.
That must have been electric.
Yeah.
Seeing all, because like that is my favorite thing about the CHL calendar.
Sorry, you cut out there.
Oh yeah, no worries. Oh good. I just wanted to say, like, that's my favorite CHL, like, you know, calendar event is the teddy bear toss.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. It's crazy. The fans get so into it. It's really cool.
What was it like scoring the teddy bear toss goal for you?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird goal. I kind of curled out and kind of just shot one from the blue line, and then didn't really know if it went in, and then it ended up going in. And yeah, it was just pretty cool. Even just like on the ice celebrating, just seeing all the teddy bears coming from the stands was definitely a cool experience.
Have you played in any other teams teddy bear toss?
No, I haven't. Nope.
Well, at least, you know, you have the good mojo on your side then.
Yeah, exactly.
What is your favorite off ice activity?
In the summers, I'd say probably golf. That's a big one. I love golfing, even if it's just with my dad or a couple buddies. That's definitely something I like to do.
Who has been the hardest player you've had to defend and why?
This year would probably be Brad Lambert on Seattle. He was definitely a super skilled and fast forward, and yeah, it was pretty hard every time you had to play against him.
And now you've gotten the chance to watch him in the Mem Cup. You know, his skill has just never kind of wavered.
Yep. Yeah, he gets better and better every game, it seems like.
What is your favorite TV show?
Oof. I just finished watching Ozark.
Really? I love that show.
Ozark was a good show.
Yes. Me and my mom, we love Ozark. It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And as we're closing off this interview here, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
Yeah, I'd probably just say just have fun with it. Don't get too stressed out, and especially in the summers and stuff, play other sports. You don't need to be playing hockey all year. Just keep playing multi-sports, be a multi-sport athlete. And I think in the end, you'll love the game of hockey even more if you do that.
Well, I'd like to thank again, Austin Rose, for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Austin.
Yeah, thank you.